Hidden Node Podcast for Dog Days of Podcasting, August the 20th, 2012. So, writing wrap-up for today, about 1,400 words. Incidentally, all 1,400 words are for the Dog Days of Podcasting because, well, like I said yesterday or Saturday, I forget which, I'm going to do a series of Choose Your Own Adventures. So, here we go. Just a few things ahead of time. These are going to cover the next 5 days. I got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday all written out. I am not going to be editing these, so you're going to hear my mess-ups, you're going to hear my goofs, and you're going to hear my rereads and my stumbles. But hey, that's the nature of Dog Days of Podcasting. We're just trying to test out stuff, and I'm going to have fun doing this. A little bit of preamble as well, though, just one last little note. I actually did find the 2008 novel I was working on that was a Choose Your Own Adventures type story. Turns out I wrote like 12,000 words for that. I might have to re-go back into that and redo it. So, we'll see. In the meantime, let us begin. You're in the lost temple of the Forsaken Sun. The pit trap above dropped you at least 20 feet, and you feel like your ankle is twisted. The stick you're using to stand with is ready to snap under your weight. Above you, the sound of the chanting cultists still echoes through the maze of tunnels they chased you through. You did it, though. You have the idol in hand, and you got away from them. For now, at least. You look at the idol. It's a small statue of a four-armed woman made of polished stone, with carved glass eyes and rare gems placed in her hands. Her expression shifts with the flicker of your torch, going from happiness, sadness, anger, and apathy. It's the type of thing that would unnerve other explorers, but not you. You've studied the thing before, back at the museum, and you're sure it's magical here as it was there before these nutjobs came and stole it. You look around the pit trap and see the only likely entrance. It's slow going, but despite your injury, you make it through what feels like miles of tunnels and eventually end up in a small antechamber. Here, you see two paths before you. To the left, you hear the sound of running water, and catch a small breeze of fresh air and the scent of the mountain flowers that grow around the temple. To the right, you hear the distant sound of more chanting. That tunnel is long and straight, and down the path you see the distant glow of more torchlight. The smell of ash and burning oil comes from that route. Which way do you go? Left or right? If you choose to go left, go to Tuesday's episode. If you choose to go right, go to Wednesday's episodes. Thank you. See you on the other side.